Hi everybody, Stacey Calder here from the Business Success Network and Magazine, and I'm really excited today to be joined by expert designer Simon Clements from SC23 Creative.
Good morning, Stacey. Fantastic to be here. Really looking forward to it.
Good. I'm glad you are. So myself and Gary, we were talking about this mini series of kind of podcasts that are going to be covering all kinds of different assets and about how to use them to build your kind of authority and credibility. And as we got chatting about all these different assets and things, I realized that I wasn't the best person to sit here and talk about this without getting some really good friends, experts, and buddies really to come and join me. So you are the first in that series.
Honored joining me
because, you know, we have to talk about branding. We have to talk about design when it comes to assets. You know, that is a huge part of business, right? I mean, you're going to say yes anyway.
Yeah, of course. But it does form the core of everything you do, because getting that in place and getting it right will set the tone for everything else. And, you know, it should give off that feel and that vibe of you and your business. So, yeah, it's absolutely nail that, get that done, and everything else slots in around it, really.
Absolutely. It's definitely one of the first things that you need to kind of tick off on that list. And I'm sure you'll agree that branding isn't just about getting a logo, is it?
Well, a lot of people still think that, but it's absolutely not. The logo is an integral part of a brand, especially the visual side of the brand. It's you know, utmost prominence. And I could probably do one of these just on logos, but no, that's for another day. But yeah, definitely it's, you know, there's so many myths and you know, people misunderstandings out there about design, and hopefully in this podcast I can give some value and some tips, but also debunk some of those myths.
You are definitely going to add value to this podcast, because like I say, whilst I am a big fan and somebody who helps people pull together all their marketing assets, I'm a collector of experts as well, and you are my go-to expert when it comes to all things branding and design. You know, you are a firm asset. That's probably the wrong thing. You are a firm seat at the Business Success Network table, if you like. And we've been working really closely over the last however many months it is, with not just the magazine, but, you know, I throw projects at you all the time. You know, we're just coming out of, we're just going into the International Women's Day project, and yeah, bless you. I kind of jumped on a live. I announced it and then thought, I haven't even asked Simon yet.
I'll tell Simon.
And I got grassed up for that. Everybody kind of jumped in and tagged you in and said, you know, Simon, you're going to kill her. But there is a reason why you are on the Business Success Network team, and that is because you are amazing at what you do. Your assets sell themselves, you know, the work that you do. But also, we work well together as a team, and that communication that I always talk about that is so key is absolutely there. I don't think there's not many days where we don't speak, actually, is there?
So no, at least on Messenger, if nothing else.
You probably need a medal for putting up with me. Maybe we should get you. Anyone do medals here in the network? You know, let's get Simon a medal. Right, so we've got three questions for you today, and this is kind of the theme of this mini series. So the first one, then, we kind of touched on it a little bit, but is, tell us about you and your expertise, and you know, why do you love design and branding?
Okay, well, I'll say my name's Simon Clements. I am a Midlands boy. I finished college in 2003 and was invited to go for a trial at Cadbury Treble Bassett in Birmingham, in their in-house studio. Now, obviously, you know, any kind of graduate, you know, getting that kind of opportunity to work for such a big company is, you know, massive. And not just having that credibility, but also the ability and the opportunity to learn. I mainly worked in the point of sale department, but I did also work across promotional and some of the, you know, the packaging side of things. So that set me in really good stead. And obviously I developed from there and then eventually went out on my own. I have kind of thought, you know, should I go for a niche, etc.? But it's kind of, I can offer everything. And the reason I want to offer everything is something that we'll come on to later as well, is getting that consistency across everything. And that also links into why I love design. I love design because it allows me to use what I've got and what I know to help people. And again, this is something that on one of the questions later, I'll touch on, but it just allows me to, you know, work alongside people rather than for people to help them move forward. Because not everyone understands the power of what good design can bring to a business. And that's not knocking anyone. You know, if you don't know, if you're not in it all the time, you don't know. But, you know, I'm just so passionate about it. I want to get this message across that, you know, it's such a powerful asset that some people often overlook and misunderstand as being, you know, oh, graphic design is just making things look a bit pretty. That's part of it, but it's not the be all and end all of it.
And you know, you're absolutely right there, because, and this isn't business based what I'm about to say here, but you know, we look at graphic design and, you know, you look at logos and things like that, and people don't, and myself included, you don't see like the skill level and everything that goes on behind the scenes. And you know, at Christmas you drew me an absolutely gorgeous, lovely genie from Disney's Aladdin. And that there really, you did one for me and you did something for my husband as well. Like I said, it wasn't business related. But actually that made me go, oh, my God, this man, like the skills of him, he can draw. It's not just, you know, IT stuff going here, yeah, there, and sticking it together. The skill set that you have is phenomenal. And I think that people don't see what goes on behind the scenes, but you just hit something on the head there, which is, you know, when you set up in a business, people run that business in whatever it is they like, whether it's, you know, IT or social media or, you know, selling flowers, whatever it is, they're not graphic designers. And actually that's the stuff that's really important to outsource to an expert. So thank you for sharing a bit about you. I could talk about you all day because, like I said, you know, if it's not Star Wars or Disney stuff you're drawing, it's actual work stuff.
Well, I enjoy doing it. You know, it's something for me that's a release. I've always done it. I've always had a sketchbook. And just before, obviously, we move on to the next question, it's quite, when you say, excuse me, behind the scenes, things like logo designs, one of the misconceptions that people have is that, you know, our designer goes away, they type some fonts or the business name and they put a little image next to it and send it back. There are people out there that do that still. And it's, you know, the whole term graphic designer, you can go from anyone who's just done a few tutorials online and they say, oh, one of these learn graphic design in 4 weeks courses, up to people that, you know, have got industry experience. I'm not saying talking just about me, but there's people out there who have got years and years of experience in working with clients and stuff. But for the logo, for example, I haven't got one to hand at the moment, but I can share it with you later. I've got the sketch. I could show you, actually. I've just found one. Just, that's one of the sketch sheets.
Amazing.
And that's a worked up one. I have a really rough one, which literally is me exploring different options. And it's not necessarily ones that I think will work. It's ones that I think probably won't work. But it's so important to know what you like, but also what you don't like.
Mm. Brilliant. And okay, then, so the next question, because we are like 8 minutes in already.
I know, sorry.
okay, it's me and you, Simon. We'll just chat. It's fine. Gary will tell me off when he's back, when he's editing it anyway. So, you know, I'm used to Gary telling me off. Yeah. It's fine. So then, question two, yeah, how can people, and we've touched on this a little bit, so yeah, how can people use design as an asset to add to their credibility, you know, that authority that they, yeah, need as a business owner?
Well, I say, we have touched on it. It's all going to be kind of linked and interspersed. But I will say at this point, you know, people say to me, you know, Canva, you must hate Canva. But I actually don't. You know, Canva's got a place. Canva is great for getting stuff out there quick. If people have got a smaller budget, fantastic. What I will say is you do get to a level where you think, or you should use a professional, because it does become more of an investment in the business. Mm-hmm. But obviously you need to be able to research your designers and stuff to see what they can do and bring to the table, because obviously any investment you want to do your research. But yeah, going back to design as an asset for credibility, there's three things that design will do for you. I'll say design done right, as opposed, mm-hmm, to professional design. Obviously professional design takes it to that next level, but even doing it yourself, if you follow some key points, it will massively improve your visual presence. So the first one is, as I mentioned before, it's looking good, stand out, visibility. You want people to notice you. You want people to realize what you and your brand, and also what the messages you're getting across, which is on the second one, getting that message across clearly. Now, anyone can type a social post or something with the word in and whatever, but you've got to think who's going to be viewing it. You've got to think of your audience, and especially on social media, people's attention span isn't great. So you need to cut to the chase, get the message out nice and clear. And obviously pro designers will have experience in this. So they'll be able to advise, you know, and it could be the choice of fonts. It could be the size of the font, it could be the color. As long as it's all on brand, but yeah, making that message across with maximum clarity. The third one is it benefits the business owner. And this is one that's kind of more of business rather than design tip. But I noticed this last year when someone gave me a review for one of the, it was like an ebook guide that I did for someone. And they'd done one already. And it was, you know, it worked. Content was great. In their words, not mine, it looked like a glorified school project. I'm not saying that's what they said. And I just took it and I kind of ran with it, and I kind of almost pushed their branding on without it being a branding job, because I felt I could add value there. Now, when I presented it back, they loved it, which was amazing. You know, that's point one, stand out, visual, look good. But by seeing the level that it was taken to, it then gave him a bit of drive to think, if I can do this, what else can I do? And since then, he's already launched 3 other projects. His group membership's gone up by something ridiculous, like 300%, because he's got that pride back in his business and his brand, and he knows he's got a brand now, and he's pushed that forward fantastically. There's a number of reasons that design can work. Not all of them are just looking pretty.
Absolutely not. And I think I know who you're talking about there, and I'm just going to get him on this podcast because is a good one. And you're right, his branding has grown his business, definitely. Right then, so we are powering through this podcast now. So Simon, tell me, what are your 3 top tips then for using a designer, really having a strong brand in business? What do business owners need to know? What are your top tips?
Okay, well, I'll start with a couple of general ones, so if people are doing stuff themselves. First one is mentioned before, consistency. Getting your consistent brand image and visual presence across everything you do is so important, because if someone goes on your website and then later on that day they go on your social media, they need to see the consistent visual brand, because it aids the brand recognition. And, you know, things like if you do sponsored adverts or whatever you do, printing material, anything. If they see your brand, and it's not just your logo, your colours, the way it works, the tone of voice, everything you use, that's going to really help your business grow. People recognise you. And obviously when they recognise you, they reach out to you, and then you get recommendations, and then it all works from that. So first one is absolutely consistency. Creatives will bang on about that, but it's really important. The second one is keep it simple. Now, there's no my old college lecturer used to say to us, he was an older gentleman who didn't even know to switch a Mac on, which was at the time we were like, wow. But he was just full of knowledge. And one of the things he really stuck with me is he said, never over egg the pudding. And you get to a level and you think, oh, I'll do a bit more. Or especially if you're doing it yourself, I'll do a bit more. I'll do a bit more. But strip it back. Mm. Look at who you're presenting to. The format media that you're presenting, whether it's a social banner, post, pull-up banner, whatever it is, and make sure you are designing, or your designer is designing for that that media, because keeping it simple gets the message across. And again, that links back to what I said earlier, get your message across and get it across clearly. Number 3 is a bit of a bonus one. Get that first impression. Because you're not going to get a second chance at that, although you are going to get people coming back to your site, although it's not as impactful as the first time they see you. And that ties in with the consistency. If you can get a really good standout first impression and then get the consistency to go with that across everything you do, people are going to be a lot more aware of your brand. And the final one, linked to actually using a designer. As I mentioned, there's lots of designers out there, each have different strengths, different ways of working. It's not necessarily just what they produce. Obviously the end product, look at portfolios, that's important, but speak to them you know, ask questions, because like you said before, communication is massive. Just chatting to a designer, you'll get a feeling of what they can do, how they work, and if it's a good fit with you, they might be a fantastic designer, but they might be a bit of a pain to work with. So, you know, it's got to fit in, because a designer done right will become part of your extended team moving forward.
Absolutely true, isn't it? And that's a really good point, actually, because, you know, we met, we were two creatives, as in I have these ideas and I throw them at you. you make them look good. But also we have joined forces, and my next guest, Raj, we've kind of come together as three creatives. We are we've formed under a sub brand, if you like, called Brolly, which is going to be socials. It's going to be your design expertise and Raj's print expertise. So you're absolutely right in terms of things that that we need to join together. And, you know, I didn't realize when I asked for a graphic designer that we were going to get such great bond and work and have all these supports.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, feeling part of a team from my point of view as well is fantastic, because we get on a personal level as well. But, you know, as me seeing what's been produced, for example, the cover of your latest magazine, it gives me pride as well. It makes me feel really good. Thank you. Yeah, it makes me feel good seeing the impact. And when people give, you know, nice comments and stuff like that, yes, it's nice for me, but you'll know as well, I don't really have an ego. You know, but it's quite prevalent in the design industry. So this is why you need to chat to designers, see what works for you. But yeah, it, to me, it's just people giving, you know, you compliments on how it's looking and stuff like that. It's making me happy for you, because it's your product.
You are a firm member of the Business Success Network team, and obviously the Brolly team as well. So Simon, then we're going to wrap up now. Where can people find you? Give us your details. Let's end with that. And then I will see you very soon, obviously.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, you can find more about me and the business and some examples of work at my website, which is www.sc23.co.uk. And if you want to message me, you can find me on Facebook, the business, or me. And email's probably simon@sc23.co.uk. And I'm more than happy to have a quick chat with people about their visual presence. No obligation, just literally to help.
Brilliant. And if you want to find out more about Simon and what he does for the Business Success Network, he is on our team of experts. So you can head over to businesssuccessnetwork.co.uk, meet the teams, and he's there. So thank you, Simon. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you today. I'm going to leave you now to go and grab a coffee, and we'll see you very soon.
You will do. Thanks for having me.
Thank you all for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, please leave us a review. And until next time, I'll see you soon.